Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 66. So close
to that
magical kingdom.
Wait. Is this episode Order 66?
This is episode Order 66. This is when our computer turns on us and kills us.
Oh. I feel like that happened a couple of episodes, but
yeah, true. But anyway, this is the Brothers Geek. Welcome. My name is Patrick Laporte. I am the Cambot operator and Corsair hairstylist.
Nice. I'm Chris Laporte. I'm a Shimmer Explorer and a very thirsty baby.
Ooh. Okay. Very thirsty.
The shroots make very thirsty babies.
Yes. I thought you might have been referring to that one episode when Michael pretends to be the baby. When what's-her-face is breastfeeding. He's like, wah! I want milk, Mom! Wah!
Where's milk come from? Breasts! Oops.
Oh, yeah. Breasts.
I just did office trivia, like, last night, and our team name was Very Thirsty Babies.
Nice. But yeah, this is the Brothers Geek. Welcome. One and all.
Patrick, you got some... Yeah,
I got something to talk about.
Oh, do you?
I do. So, my girlfriend and I just recently finished watching Lord of the Rings, the whole series, not The Hobbit.
Nice.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Extended editions, which
Hell
is the
yeah.
first time I think she's seen the extended editions.
Nice.
And she kept asking me questions like... Was this in the original version? And I would just go, I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen the actual theatrical version that I don't actually remember. I can know some things that I know for sure weren't in the theatrical version.
Yeah.
But there are other things that are, like, smaller that she was asking me about. I'm like, I honestly don't remember.
I do remember, especially, like, Fellowship, that... They don't include them getting their gifts from Galadriel, except for Frodo is the only one in the theatrical. And it really, really helps to know what those cloaks are. Because they definitely use them in the second movie, in the theatrical release. And it's just like, what the hell is going on? Like, why wouldn't you include that?
And I know in Two Towers, they cut the scene of, in the theatrical version, of Merry and Pippin drinking the Ent water.
Oh, yeah.
I know that's not in the theatrical version.
Oh, yeah. And it's very, it's an homage to Tom Bombadil, I think.
Yeah, because Old Man Willow, quote-unquote, is also there.
Yeah.
Because he traps them in his roots.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there was a lot of things where she was asking me, and I'm like, I don't remember. I don't think so, maybe? It's been so long.
Is Aragorn in the theatrical release?
But, there was... a question brought up in viewing this, especially during Two Towers, because his performance seems to be more just better in that one. Well, he's part of it more. If Lord of the Rings was released today, do you think Andy Serkis would at least be nominated for supporting actor? Because it's one of those things where I don't feel like Hollywood or the Academy really knows what to do with motion capture. But you watch, which Lord of the Rings still holds up phenomenally, by the way. That movie, those movies came out in early 2000s.
Well, at least Gollum does. Great. There's a couple, like the cave troll does not hold up.
Yeah.
Like in Fellowship.
True.
But the Gollum does.
Gollum does. And so, I'm just wondering, because mocap Hollywood, I feel like, doesn't really know what to do with. Because even his performance as Caesar in Planet of the Apes is amazing. You know, and Andy Serkis is one of those people that I feel like should be recognized for. I mean, that's hard acting. That's a lot of, like, physicality when it comes to acting. And sometimes could even be, like, a little harder because of how physical it is. And the facial expressions are very important and... movement is very important, but even his delivery and as Gollum is very, very well done. I mean, the way he delivers some lines and things like that, just like, ooh, get chills. And so what do you, cause I feel like he probably wouldn't, but he should. Cause even back then I feel like, man, 2002, who was nominated for supporting actor and for what, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to look this up right now.
I don't know. Like, yeah, that's very strange territory, because I feel he always does it. He's going to get, you know what's going to happen? He's going to get one of those, like, honorary Oscars, like, later in his life. Like, achievement. Like, life achievement Oscars, you know? That they do, like, before the actual Oscars or whatever. And then they show, like, the quick clip of that night at the Oscars. And everyone's like, what's this? Oh, it's over. Was that Patrick Stewart? Aw.
Yeah, right?
So he's probably going to get one of those eventually. Who knows? Maybe you think, like, eventually, I don't know, 2 decades from now, that they'll have a best, like, motion capture performance or something like that? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Because it's only going to get used more.
Yeah, here was the nominees for supporting actor. The winner was Chris Cooper for adaptation, for John LaRoche in adaptation, which I've never seen. The other nominees were Ed Harris in The Hours.
Ed Harris, always, just all the things.
Yeah. Paul Newman for Road to Perdition.
Mm.
John C. Reilly in Chicago.
And the Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, which I think Chicago won that year.
Like all the things, I think.
Yeah, and then Christopher Walken in Catch Me If You Can.
Wow. I really like Catch Me If You Can. I want to watch that again.
Yeah, pretty good. I liked the winner for Best Animated Movie this year, for that year.
What was it?
Spirited Away.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. The other nominees were Ice Age, Lilo and Stitch, Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron, and Treasure Planet. What a good year.
Treasure Planet. Damn. Can't beat Spirited Away, though.
No, it's really good.
Yeah. But I don't know, Patrick, what do you think?
I don't know. I think he, yeah, I think one day he'll probably, like you said, be recognized. Somehow he should, for sure. I mean, he's in like everything. If it has mocap in it, it's probably him.
He's so great in everything that he does.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Do you think he, like, if they get nominated for like special effects, he's like, cool, that's like a nomination for me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I feel like that's why Hollywood maybe doesn't do a lot with it, is because it's technically a special effect, but somebody's acting in it. And then that also brings up the question of, like, oh, are they going to ever do, like, best voice actors / actresses for things?
That's true.
Because, like, Mark Hamill. Because,
like, animation is just all, like, rolled into one, you know? And it's just, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Animation really gets, like, best animation, and they can get in there for, like, song. Like, that's really...
Yeah.
That's the thing they go for those.
Yeah, because it's not like they're going to get costume... they can do original song, maybe score.
Yeah.
In general, but... Because it's not like they're going to be nominated for costumes and hair and makeup or anything like that. So. Would a... animated movie be able to be nominated for cinematography? Probably not, huh? Because that's like...
I don't know. Oh. That's a good question.
Next week.
That's next week.
But, speaking of Andy Serkis there, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Last Jedi fan.
Yeah.
He was in Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
Briefly. But Last Jedi just came out digitally, and I saw Rian Johnson post on Twitter, because, you know, obviously I follow him on Twitter.
Of course.
The other day, a couple days ago, and when it released, and he said, The Last Jedi is out today in the States for digital download. Blue in 2 weeks. Of all the special features, my favorite one is kind of hidden, so I wanted to call it out. If you buy the movie anywhere online, or the Blue, you have access to a music-only version of The Last Jedi. And basically what this is he made a thread about it, and he continued to say, and he said, this is the full movie, but no dialogue, no sound effects or backgrounds, just John's score. So it's just the film and then the score. So like a silent film, I guess, more so. And that's awesome how they put that in there. And it's so hidden that Rian Johnson had to come out on Twitter and say, this is how you do this.
Yeah, right.
Because I want people to do this.
Would say, Patrick, that the score is not so great, and this is only proving them wrong.
So, yeah, some people would say, we're not going to name names, but some people would say that there actually was no original music in this movie, Chris, and it's all just repeats of the other movies, and there's nothing original about this movie at all, except the fact that everything is pretty original. The most non-original thing in the movie is basically how Rey meeting Snoke is just a mirror of Luke and the Emperor in the sixth movie, but that's about it.
Purposefully.
Yeah.
Damn it, we're talking about Star Wars. Let's get it. No, I'm just kidding.
Uh-oh, Chris rant this week. Oh, jeez. Coming in hot.
I can rant about The Last Jedi every week.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah.
But you know what I can rant about every week, and what we do rant about every week, is sweet t-shirts!
Hell yeah! Yeah!
Chris, you want to tell the folks about some t-shirts?
I do. If you want some sweet geeky t-shirts, you should go to rippedapparel.com. That's rippedapparel.com. We'll have a link in the bio. Is it the description? The bio.
Yes.
What was this, Instagram?
Yeah. Link in bio.
In the description, you can check those out. They have a lot of like great mashups and that kind of thing. Like I have a shirt that's Darkwing Duck and Batman, the old animated series kind of mashup from the 90s, which is awesome. So there's stuff like that that's just super geeky, and it's all your favorite movies, TV shows, video games, really anything you can think of for the most part. And you should check it out, because if you use our link or use our code to get 10% off, which is Brothers Geek, you help us out as well. So doing us a favor and saying thanks.
Yeah. You know what's a great way to say thank you to me, Chris?
Thank you, Patrick.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. if you give me a beer. If you buy a boy a beer, you feed him for a year. Is that how the saying goes, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm drinking this evening. I know you were limited on your options, so you wanted to save it because it was a special beer.
Yeah, it was.
And you have to wake up early tomorrow.
I do.
Damn it. I'm drinking Avery Brewing Company.
Ooh.
From Colorado. They're coconut porter.
Coconut
and
porter.
11.5%, and it's actually very good. I'm usually not a huge fan of coconut things, but for whatever reason, I saw this and I was like,
a bunch of coconut, diddly diddly, standing in a row. One's a small one. One's as big as your head. I'm done.
Okay. But for whatever reason, I grabbed this, and I didn't look at Beer Advocate or anything before I purchased it. You know, so I was in a risk-taking mood, I suppose.
It's I was like, this will risk. Be the most first-world risk of all time.
This will be good for the show, because who knows if it'll be good or bad. So if it's bad, it'll still be entertaining. If it's good, then great.
And maybe Chris will sing.
Maybe Chris will sing a lovely bunch of coconuts. Boom. Payoff. And so I got it, and I'm just starting drinking. I looked it up, and it has a 4.3 or something.
Oh, nice.
4.03, I should say. on Beer Advocate, so, ooh, you know, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Critically.
I was going to, ooh, tired. Well, I was going to,
fucking wake up, bro.
I know, right? Jeez. If I had a beer, it'd wake me up.
True.
I was going to have, the Modern Times beer you gave me on Tuesday when we were going to record, but whatever, because I didn't have to wake up.
Sorry.
Jeez. But now I have to wake up early.
Sorry about that.
It's busy. No, you're fine. We change our schedule every week. It's my stupid job, so.
Yeah, you change your schedule every week, Chris. You change your schedule. But, you know who likes to get nuts? Let's get nuts. You want to get nuts? Michael Keaton, Chris. He likes to get nuts in his movie. You know what Michael Keaton was in recently? Spider-Man.
I thought it didn't... And you love that movie, so...
I love it. The best. I love his performance in the movie. But yeah, he's in Spider-Man, and you know what Spider-Man is a part of? Cinematically? Universally, you might say?
No, marvelously? It's not universal.
Oh, you're right. It's Disney. but the MCU, Chris, and we recently, you know, Black Panther just recently came out, Infinity War is coming up here in the end of April, because it got pushed forward, actually. And so, you know, we're looking forward, well, some people are looking forward to that. I'm not going to say that I am, because I'm really not, but I'm going to see it, because I have to. But anyway.
That's such enthusiasm for our podcast.
And also today... I mean, Infinity War is going to be amazing. There's going to be every single fucking character you can think of in the same fucking movie, and good fucking luck trying to figure it out, you piece of shit. God, it's going to be such a clusterfuck. Jesus.
I wonder...
Because that's what Marvel movies need, is just more clusterfuck. God damn it.
Oh, I
anyway.
Give a shit. I just care about the Black Panther people coming through.
Yeah,
that's it.
Care about Black Panther and the sweet stash of Chris Pratt, and that's it. But so, and March Madness, if you're a sports guy or girl, started today.
I'm one of them sports guys.
Well, we weren't thinking. Somebody texted Chris, one of our friends, and was like, "Hey, who do you think?" You know, if you made a Marvel superhero bracket, who do you think would win?
It was more like who would win one-on-one kind of thing. And then we're like, well, it's different matches.
If there was a football field, Chris, and there was one person at one end of the football field and another person at the other end of the football field, and they punched a bit, who would win?
Yeah, that's what we're getting at, really.
Yeah. So obviously the Hulk.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's figure out how
let's,
to structure
let's break
this.
It down. Let's break it down.
What we need to do is figure out who are like the shittiest and who's the one seeds, because the one seeds are important to figure out. If we're going to have 4 1 seeds, that's really the most important. Right. And then maybe we'll like release a bracket online or something to try and figure this out, because there's no way we can go through like the 15 million superheroes that are in the MCU right now.
Yeah.
So but let's start with the shittiest. Yeah, let's start with the shittiest. Let's just get it out of the way right now.
Hawkeye is the worst.
Terrible. So
all he wants to do is be with his family, live in the woods.
That's now, it. In Civil War, does he show up and does Black Panther say like, "I don't care"?
Yeah,
do you remember?
Does he?
I think so, because I was joking around in that same conversation about superheroes. I was joking around like, "Oh, they probably were like picking dodgeball teams for the Civil War, and they're like, oh, Hawkeye, you're the last one." And then I was informed that they actually did make a joke about it, but Civil War so, like...
bad.
Terrible.
That you didn't catch it.
I didn't catch it.
Yeah, so he's definitely one of the worst, for sure, if not the worst.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's just a normal dude, right?
Yeah.
Like, that shoots bows.
He shoots bows, which is pretty impressive. Not arrows. He shoots bows.
He shoots bows. Yeah, he shoots whole bows from other bows.
Holy shit. Actually, I don't know. Maybe he's up there now. If that's what he does.
Does that mean he just arms everybody else? He's just shooting bows at the enemy like, oh, thanks.
Here's some arrows, too. Give
me some arrows next. And just a whole quiver. Oh, thank you.
Man. Yeah. Because he's just a normal dude that shoots bows. I mean, honestly, Black Widow is also just a normal human being, so she probably, like, wouldn't last very long either.
No.
Sorry.
No, she really wouldn't. What's that standalone movie look like? Because that's happening.
Isn't it? It's a thing that's happening. It's probably going to be like a Hawkeye. They can't just make a standalone woman movie, Chris. Only DC has the balls to do that. So it's probably going to be a Hawkeye, Scarlett Johansson, or Black Widow team up. Because that's what we need, is Hawkeye.
Yeah, we need more of
bows.
And this is actually the movie where she has to go up to Hawkeye and say, you know, you're supposed to shoot arrows, right?
And
oh,
he goes,
okay.
What?
Holy shit.
I'm a bow guy. I'm a bow guy myself.
Dad always said, start throwing bows, and that's what I've done ever since.
I just want to give him the people's bow. Skylar was like, you mean the people's elbow, the wrestling move? And he goes, what? And just starts chucking bows.
It's going to be a riveting movie, Patrick.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Who else would be bad or not last very long?
So, okay, so those are two. We're saying, like, these are the bottom four.
Yeah.
So, Black Widow, Hawkeye. Who else is a normal person? That's
Spider-Man?
Actually, like, considered a hero, I guess. No, not Spider-Man. Spider-Man's in the top. You could probably make an argument top five, but definitely top 10.
But if he runs out of web...
We
saw how useless he was. When he didn't have his suit.
He fared really well, like, in the Civil War battle, though.
That's true. Let's see, who else would be really bad? Scarlet Witch? She throws stuff.
Quicksilver?
Quicksilver's already dead.
He's dead.
So, I guess that answers that question.
Well, that
Ant-Man?
Means if you're gonna use that logic, Groot is also like bottom tier.
Oh,
chicken.
I know. Falcon.
Oh, yeah, probably.
He probably wouldn't last very long. No. War Machine. Because he's
Machine?
Just not as.
What are you talking about? Of course, War Machine. Like he's literally Iron Man.
With more guns.
With more guns.
But he gets shot out of the sky real good in Civil War. No, I'm talking War Machine currently with his fucking broken-ass
legs. Oh my god. I'm assuming that this is peak power everybody.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, probably Falcon, I guess. He probably wouldn't last very long.
Yeah.
Kind of forget he's there a lot of the times.
Definitely.
Probably him.
Baby Groot. Does Baby Groot count?
Yeah. Sure.
Because I think there's your four right there. Baby Groot, which is not the same Groot from the first
not
one,
the same
apparently.
Groot. Baby
what
Groot.
The fuck? Can we talk about that for a second?
So sad.
I legitimately thought he was regrowing, and no, it's not the same Groot. It's just some seed. What a bunch
some
of bullshit.
Some seed.
Some maple seed.
Take my seed.
Some Groot seed all over the place.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
Oh, man. So Baby Groot.
Yeah, so that's our bottom four.
Yeah, bottom tier. Baby Groot. Falcon. Is that his name? Is
yeah, Falcon? I think so.
What a fucking lame...
Yeah, he even has a lame fucking name.
Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. All right. So who would our top tier heroes be? We already said Hulk for sure.
Well, yeah. Basically, we need to figure out who can, like, contend with the Hulk. And then whoever can, like, at least put up some sort of fight, they need to be considered for the one seeds. Because that's where we're at. And we need to think creatively on this, Patrick, because we got to figure out how to beat the Hulk. Is really what this comes down to.
Okay. All right. How do you beat the Hulk?
Who can't die.
Who can't die. Well, it might be an upset because Black Widow has a special effect, has a weird effect on the Hulk because he loves her.
But
so she would be able to take him out of Hulk mode, and then Black Widow can definitely kill Bruce Banner. I mean, that's not even a question.
No, because if she tries to kill Bruce Banner, he just turns back into the Hulk. You can't kill him.
No, you can kill him.
No, you can't. He just turns back into the Hulk.
Death by Snoo Snoo.
To her.
Yeah, true.
You saw he rips his own pants. My God.
Yeah. Oh. Jeez.
Although they should be more ripped. Have we talked about this? I feel like we've talked about this.
They should be off of him.
Yeah.
It would burst at the waist. How's that button still?
What's the one thing that doesn't burst? Is the right there.
The button.
On the
which
pants.
Would be the first thing that would burst.
It's the only thing that doesn't get bigger. I swear to God we've talked about this.
I want to see Hulk dick.
I think you said that exact phrase. Oh, shit.
All right.
So yeah, I mean, even if she takes him out of this Hulk mode and tries to kill him, then he's just going to turn back into the Hulk. And you can't go down that line too far of, like, friendships and stuff, because then none of them would kill any of them.
It's true. That's true.
You're talking a situation where they are up against each other and have to kill each other.
A civil war, one would say. So, okay. So, Iron Man in a Hulkbuster suit.
We've seen this fight.
We've seen this fight happen, and Iron Man is pretty successful in it.
Kind of. I mean, if they kept going, like, Hulk would eventually win.
Yeah. But you're just saying, like, contending, people who would be able to contend.
I guess, yeah, I mean, Iron Man would put up at least a fight in the Hulkbuster suit.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. I mean, we saw it. I mean, they take down a few buildings in the process.
They take down a whole city, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens. Let's see.
Have you seen Ragnarok?
I have not seen Ragnarok.
Well, shit, we're in trouble because literally Hulk and Thor fight in that, right?
Yeah, they do. I think.
What happens, Patrick?
I don't know.
We're running this geek podcast. We don't know what happens in this movie.
Yeah, because I've never seen any of the Thor movies. Hey, we've never said we were the experts. Okay, think of Thor in the other movies. Would he be able to? Because all you would think. You would think that all Thor would have to do is throw his... Because also in that movie, he doesn't have his hammer.
It's true. Right?
So you would think, because only those who are worthy to pick up the hammer can pick it up, which is basically Thor.
Are you saying he should use the hammer as like a Hulk paperweight?
Yes, exactly. Just drop the hammer so that the Hulk wouldn't be able to pick it up off of him. And, you know, you basically just a war of attrition at that point.
I want to... Okay, if you do get... Because I feel like...
You said think creatively, Chris, so this is what I'm doing. Thinking creatively.
If you get to a point where you can get the Hulk on the ground and then just, like, let go of the hammer on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
Can he really not move? Like, he can't, like, scoot out from under it? Would it just keep going down? How does the physics of the hammer work?
Because also, you wouldn't even have to get Hulk on the ground. You could throw it at Hulk. As long as he doesn't dodge out of the way, if he tries to, like, catch it or something, he won't be able to catch it, which would mean he would just be kept, like, being pushed back and back and back until an immovable object happens upon an immovable force. What happens? Yeah, an unstoppable force. What happens? I think if you threw Thor's hammer at Hulk and Hulk tried to catch it, the world would explode. I think that's what would probably happen.
Which is why the writers needed to get rid of the hammer in Ragnarok.
So they didn't have to deal with that shit. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Now, does he end the movie without... He just doesn't have the hammer anymore? Is that how this is working?
I don't know. It got blown up. It got destroyed by his sister or whatever.
We really probably should have...
Probably should watch this.
Watch that before taking on a Marvel bracket.
Yeah.
Okay, so Hulk paperweight, perhaps.
Hulk paperweight, perhaps.
I feel like if you just smashed the shit out of Hulk with that hammer, though, it'd be pretty good.
It'd be pretty good, yeah, for sure. But you still won't be able to kill him with it.
No. That's the problem.
Unless Hulk you knocked die. His head off. Can you knock the Hulk's head off with something?
I don't think so. I don't think you can, like, rip apart.
Can his you spine drown and stuff. The Hulk? Can you drown the Hulk?
He can, like, is that... he can travel through space, so I'm guessing no, you cannot drown the Hulk.
Because I was gonna say, just get the hammer, put it on the back of his neck into a shallow puddle. And
can you imagine
beat the Hulk? If that's how he goes.
It's this fucking rain puddle. This kid's, like, splashing around it. And Hulk's dying.
Help. But the kid can't pick it up because he's not worthy.
It's the best image ever.
So the other person I was thinking of that would contend against the Hulk would be Doctor Strange. Because magic.
God damn it.
Like, but, and because he has the time gem, so you can just keep resetting it like he does in the movie or whatever.
That's true.
And until he figures out a way to kill the Hulk.
He literally has all the time in the world to figure out how to kill the Hulk. But really kill the Hulk in this moment.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on when that resets to.
Yeah, how far
he's in a lot of trouble.
Back to, yeah.
Because... it just goes back to right before he gets the shit beat out of him again, over and over and over and over.
Or, like, reset it to the beginning of the fight or something. Yeah, I don't know. But that would have to be useful, right? I mean...
Absolutely.
Or you could even... he can create portals to places, right? So it's like, okay, set the time gem, create a portal to... I don't know, what can kill the Hulk? We gotta look up what can kill the Hulk.
No. You don't need to kill him. You don't need to kill him, Patrick. You set up two portals that just open up to each other.
Yeah.
And then he just falls forever.
He's just trapped. And then, oh my god. And then you build a room around that.
This is the Hulk room. Does Bruce Banner need to eat? Will he eventually starve to death?
Starve to death as the Hulk?
Yeah.
I would think so. Right?
I mean, I assume the Hulk needs a lot of calories, right? Like, he's burning a lot of calories.
Apparently, there's a one-shot comic called Hulk the End, where Hulk is almost invincible. He survives a nuclear holocaust. When no one else does. Although Bruce Banner is not invincible, he dies and Hulk realizes he can't transform without dying also. So basically you would have to somehow kill Bruce Banner. And if you can kill Bruce Banner, then yeah.
But But really, every time Bruce Banner dies, he just turns into the Hulk. And then the Hulk is just the Hulk forever, I assume.
Yeah, I would assume that.
And then does the Hulk eat? What's the physics here? What's the biology of the Hulk? Okay.
So you can reverse his Hulkening. So this is, I feel like, something...
The Hulkening too.
Doctor Strange / even Iron Man could probably do this. Because he could shoot, like... Because he turns on the Hulk because, like, gamma rays, right? Mm-hmm. So you can get, like, anti-gamma rays. So, like, you can suck the Hulk out of him.
Oh, God, never say that phrase again.
Suck the gamma out of him. And if you can do that, then anyone could kill, basically. But it's, like, how to have the capability to do that. Iron Man probably could because he's, like, you know, rich.
Yeah, how is Iron Man not...
Doctor Strange probably can because he could probably, like, create gamma rays or some shit, so...
There has to be limitations on Doctor Strange's magic. He just can't do fucking everything.
No, it's fucking magic, dude. No, I'm sure there is.
It's like a shield and a magical whip. That's about all he's got.
Yeah, that magical whip, though. And a cape.
That's true.
Don't forget that fucking cape. All right, here's someone else that I think would be a contender. This would be another, like, battle of attrition. Deadpool.
Oh, God. But Deadpool's not part of the MCU, my friend.
It's true. God damn it. Yeah. Because, well, I was just thinking, like, Deadpool, because, like, he can also never die.
Yeah.
He also, like, never dies.
Well, you could argue Wolverine, too.
Yeah.
They'll soon be a part of the MCU, probably.
It's true. It's true. When they reboot the X-Men series.
Yeah.
In the universe.
I
don't know.
Maybe, okay, like... hear me out.
All right.
This is another theory that popped up in the conversation earlier too. Scarlet Witch could just float the Hulk forever.
Uh huh. But would she have to like just stand there the whole time?
That's true. She would need to sleep. As soon as she's got to get some shut eye, like.
Well, what about Vision? He's a robot.
Can Vision beat the Hulk? I mean, Vision has a fucking Chaos Emerald in him.
Yeah, he does have a Chaos Emerald.
So, that's gotta count for something.
Sure, he can, like, walk through things, so he could just become, like, incorporeal, so Hulk could never hit him, right?
True. That's true.
So...
What ability... We haven't really... Of all the, like, super powerful beings...
He can shoot a laser out of his head?
Yeah, like, Vision's supposed to be this fucking kick-ass thing, and we haven't really seen him do anything at all.
Well, he has the mind gem, right? So does that mean he can, like, fuck with people's minds? Because I feel like if he can mess with people's minds, then that would be pretty good against Hulk. You know, maybe mess with his mind, take him out of his Hulk state, and then shoot a laser beam at him.
And then he turns back into his Hulk state. You see, we keep coming back to this.
But not if you've messed with his mind. Do you perform a lobotomy?
Of the Hulk parts?
Yeah, is his brain protected, or is it just his physical body protected when he's the Hulk? Because if his brain's not protective, just do a lobotomy and kill him, just brain dead him.
But you'd have to get in there. I mean, you can't get through, like...
Mind gem. superpowers.
Yeah, you do. You lobotomy the aggressive centers of his brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's Vision is standing there performing a brain surgery with the mind gem, and Science Mike... is standing right next to him, telling him specifically what parts of the brain to cut off. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, hear me out on this one. So if we're talking about getting in people's brain, could Ant-Man, shrunk in size, go up Hulk's nostril... or just get inside of him somehow, be swallowed by the Hulk perhaps, and then when he's inside of Hulk, expand so that it just obliterates Hulk from the inside? Or do you think that wouldn't work?
That's a great question. That's a really good point.
Because we learned from Guardians of the Galaxy 2 that the skin is just as tough from the outside on the inside that it is on the outside.
That's
so true. I don't know. That's so true. Would it just be, would Ant-Man expand but then just be like
trapped in there?
Help,
would
guys.
He kill himself because it would be like crushing himself inside the Hulk's skin?
I don't know.
Would he be able Could to you, do any damage yeah. to the Hulk's organs? Because I would assume the Hulk's organs would be just as impenetrable.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's a great question.
Going back to his aggressiveness, could you just give him, like, sedatives forever? Mm. And then he'd never turn into the Hulk.
How would you inject sedatives into him?
Oh.
Get him while he's Bruce Banner? And inject the sedatives. So, do one of those things that gets him out of the Hulk state mode, but you can't do that, keep that up forever. So then just plug some sedatives into him. Get Iron Man a sedative plug gun.
It's not like an electrical cord you hook up to someone's ass. Like,
yeah, I don't know. This is a hard question. I don't know if anyone can beat Hulk, Chris.
Because Bruce Banner, like, he can get injured, as long as he doesn't. As long as it's not like life threatening, and he doesn't get angry and stuff. Like he can
because
get cut
we,
and stuff. So you can inject.
Yeah, because we see in Infinity War, he's like smashed into Doctor Strange's temple, and he's not the Hulk. So he got punched real hard, or something.
He got punched so hard that he wasn't Hulk anymore. Is that possible?
If you could punch him so hard, he's not Hulk.
Cause,
I don't know.
Because that would be Thanos does that.
I would assume. Yeah.
Can 5 Infinity Gems or 6 or however many fucking Chaos Emeralds there are?
5.
Could them
together? The glove, Chris. There's 5.
Does the Hulk still have a chance against? See, this is a problem with creating super, like, insane. What if somebody else was the Hulk? Wasn't that the plot of the Hulk?
Well, there's Red Hulk called Rolk. And wow. that's not even a joke. That's the funny part, is there's an action character named Rolk, and he's a Red Hulk.
Rolk! Ark!
But Hulk defeats him, so I don't know.
So two Hulks, like, Hulks can kill each other.
Well, because it's a thing, it's kind of like, it's kind of like Green Lantern, where, like, the color of a Hulk determines its, I don't know, strength or something, so I guess green is better than red in this instance, I have no idea.
What if another dude got Gulk? Gamma radiation out, and he was green, Hulky, and they fought
Gulk?
Each other? Like, what would happen?
The world would explode. Is that the plot of World War Hulk?
Maybe.
Is that a
well,
where,
the Incredible
the world blows
like
up?
the Marvel,
he blows up the world. He eats it.
The MCU like Hulk, he kills another Hulk. Like with
yeah, well,
the
it's,
Hulk spines on that.
It's
one.
Armageddon or no? That's DC. What is it?
Okay. I don't remember what it's called.
Something like that. Anti-Hulk.
Not Hulk, Hulk.
Not Hulk. Gulk. There is... Oh, fuck. I just looked up Anti-Hulk, and there's a character named Anti-Hulk.
God damn it, comic books. God. They just run out of shit to do.
Anti-Venom and Carnage.
Anti-Venom? Like Anti-Venom?
Like Anti-Venom. There's a character named Anti-Venom. Is that the good version of Venom?
By the way, I don't think we've ever talked about, like, the Venom trailer on this podcast.
Oh, it's because if you didn't know it was a Venom trailer, you wouldn't know. Abomination. That's his name.
That's what it is.
And yeah, he was basically just a lesser version of Hulk and Hulk 1.
I fought the Hulk and the Hulk 1.
Hulk 1.
Okay.
I don't know. Black Panther? Okay, so probably not.
Black Panther, no.
He's quick, though.
Yeah, he is. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
Okay, what if you were covered in just, like...
Vibranium.
Vibranium, yeah.
Because vibranium's indestructible, but is Hulk stronger than vibranium? That's like asking the question, can God create a rock that's so big even he can't move it?
Essentially.
Huh. I don't know. Well, we gotta make this bracket.
Yeah, we do.
So how many... Okay, let's look up an actual bracket.
We will need to,
how many spots are there.
We don't have to use as many as March Madness, but we could do round two or whatever. But
and then we gotta match people up with other people.
Yeah,
and then basically see who gets the closest to Hulk beating Hulk.
And that's why it's so important for us to like have an idea of like who's the one seeds, two seeds. So one seeds, let's figure it out right now on the podcast. So at least we have that
Hulk.
Hulk, obviously. Thor, I would say.
Thor with his hammer, because you're saying at the his they're most powerful. So
yes, exactly.
Thor with the hammer. Doctor Strange. Are we putting in Doctor Strange here?
Maybe.
You think Doctor Strange is a number one seed? I mean, he's got the ability to warp time. Yeah, so I would say that's pretty OP.
Okay, let's say Doctor Strange.
Okay, and then one more.
It's either going to be Iron Man in the Hulk Buster.
Uh-huh.
Or Black Widow's boobs.
Oh, man. It's tough. Vision. Would we say Vision?
Oh, Vision.
Iron Man or Vision?
But we, you know, if we're going by just the MCU, we just haven't seen the Vision.
Do that much.
Do anything. I would say Iron Man and the Hulkbuster.
Okay, so top four, Hulk, or the four number one seeds, Hulk, Doctor Strange, Thor with his hammer, and Iron Man in the Hulkbuster suit.
Well, just Iron Man and his resources.
Iron Man, because he's going to be fighting other things other than the Hulk. Yeah.
So.
All right.
But that's the point of the bracket. The number one seeds don't necessarily mean that they're the winners here, because that's the whole point. There's going to be some upsets.
What about Batman?
Yeah, you know what, you're right, never mind, all argument off.
Batman always wins. Batman, I think that's wins. What we've decided. Batman wins. Yep. Batman wins everything.
Superman versus the Hulk.
Well, that's a thing that people want to happen, but if Batman can defeat Superman, that means Batman's better, so Batman would be able to figure out some way. As long as Batman doesn't turn a corner in a dark alley and then run into the Hulk, as long as he has time to prepare, if you're giving Batman time to prepare, Batman will always win. But if you catch Batman off his game, surprised, then Batman's going to get his ass beat. Because you basically just said
that Batman could possibly be better than the Hulk via transverse property.
Yeah. If Doctor Strange could put Batman into a time capsule, and it's like, Bruce, we need you to figure this out.
So it's still Doctor Strange that wins because he's the one that brought Batman into the scenario.
Yes. Doctor Strange's like, you still haven't seen my Trump card, and he pulls out Bruce Wayne out of this time capsule. Because Batman basically uses a Hulkbuster suit against Superman in Dark Knight Rises. So, it's a thing. And then he fakes a heart attack.
You mean in the comics?
The comic book, yeah.
I was like, I don't remember that. Is that extended edition?
Superman's in the Dark Knight Rises? What the hell?
Damn.
They knew way before. All right. Wow. So, okay, let us know. Give us your thoughts. We'll make a bracket. You can find us on theportport.com. Give us your ideas. We also got to talk about Weapon of the Week here, Chris.
Yeah, we do.
Got to sing the theme.
Do it.
When you're surrounded by zombies and your future looks bleak, it's time to pull out your Weapon of the Week. Hulk smash. if you don't know what Weapon of the Week is, it's every week we put ourselves in the scenario of if there was a zombie apocalypse, and all we had to survive was the last weapon that we saw used in a video game, movie, television, book, dream, podcast, whatever, you name it. As long as it's a weapon, how long would you survive? And we have listener mail this week, Chris, from Sick. Brothers for Weapon of the Week. Comes from Tiffmonger, the chosen pun. Hey, Brothers Geek Pod. This is on Twitter. Hey, Brothers Geek Pod. Just watched Jumanji. The new one, where Kevin Hart's strength was his weakness, and Karen Gillan sounds like Nebula 80% of the time. So my weapon is exploding cake, which I feel like if it explodes, probably pretty good against zombies.
What's the extent of this explosion? Is it just like humorous, like, that's funny, there's icing on your face now?
No, like it kills you. I would, because in the trailer, when we see Kevin Hart eat it, like, because his weakness is cake, and then the cake explodes, he loses a life in Jumanji, so I would assume it, like, kills you.
His weakness is cake.
That's what it is.
Damage vulnerabilities. Cake.
Yep. It's literally what it says in the trailer. What it is. All right, so exploding cake.
Now, do you have to eat it to have it explode?
It just says, so my weapon is exploding cake. So I'm assuming you throw it and it explodes.
Happy birthday, motherfuckers.
And funfetti is just everywhere. And it's delicious. And
you can Fudgy the Whale, don't give a shit.
Dude, Fudgy the Whale bomb? It's like the Irish car bomb, but it's Fudgy the Whale.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, sounds great. All right. What's your weapon, Chris?
No Yahoos.
No Yahoo. No Yahoos. No mail. No emails. Just the Twitter.
My weapon, Patrick, comes once again from my DMing fun.
Yes.
I had kind of a tavern night for the characters, and I was inspired by the Flaming Moe from The Simpsons.
Okay.
So, like, they had to drink, it was like a competition in the bar. Like, they had to drink three drinks in a row of basically the Flaming Moe, and they had to pass constitution checks that went higher every time, every drink they had.
Nice.
So only one was able to actually do it. So,
what did he win?
Free drinks for everybody in the bar, so they became, like, the knight, the hero of the night kind of thing.
Nice.
But, so yeah, I guess my weapon of the week is a Flaming Moe-inspired alcoholic beverage. So it's on fire.
Okay.
It's on fire.
So you at least, and it's alcohol, so you could throw it and it will, like, explode like a Molotov cocktail, I guess.
But better, yeah, is if they try to drink it, if they're like, ooh.
They have to pass constitution checks, which I would assume zombies don't have the highest constitution, which I know, as a DM, they don't. So...
If you're playing with, right? I mean, at the very least, you have a fun distraction.
You give him a set of dice, too. Give him some polyhedral dice. Like, go for it, bitch. I dare you. Nice. Well, my weapon is, speaking of Tiff and Zach, recent guest on the show, and me, have started this, like, video game... We've started this video game book club sort of thing. And so we still don't really know what we're going to call it yet. But basically what we're doing is, because we all have PlayStations, and I think this is kind of what we landed on. We won't do this every month because it depends on the games. But PlayStation Plus, if you have it, you know, you get a couple free games a month. So we're going to kind of like play some new games. And because those are free and we already pay for PlayStation Plus, we're probably going to look at those first every single time so we don't have to pay more money to try to play something.
Nice.
So this week, or this month, two really good games came out for PS Plus users, one of which I've played and beaten, the other one which I did not play, but I wanted to play because it takes me back to my childhood. So the first one's Bloodborne, so we didn't pick that one, but we might go back to it later. I think we've all downloaded it just in case we want to go back to it. But the other one was the Ratchet & Clank remake. And so I've been playing Ratchet & Clank, nice. And this brings me back to my childhood, because I used to play Ratchet & Clank a lot on PS2. And one of the really fun things about Ratchet & Clank is the weapons, because they're all, like, they get kind of absurd and fun and stuff like that. Like, there's a weapon that's basically a disco ball that you throw, and it makes everybody dance.
Nice.
Makes all the enemies dance. But the gun that I just got is called the Pixelizer, and what it does is you shoot it at enemies, and it turns them into 8-bit enemies and like makes them like explode or whatever, does a bunch of damage and but turns them in like by turning them into, you know, 8-bit pixelated people. Nice. So my weapon of the week this week is a Pixelizer, which I think would be pretty good. Just shoot it at some zombies, they turn into 8-bit zombies. So one, they're less intimidating now because there's not as many pixels.
That's true.
And it still does a lot of damage and like makes them blow up.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like that.
It just shoots some 8-bits at people. And my catchphrase when I use this gun is, show me your bits!
Oh my god.
I just go run around shooting at the zombies saying that. Show me your bits!
And then Tiff runs up with her birthday cake and says, happy bit day! And just throws his birthday cake and explodes. Yeah.
Happy bitch day. You bitch.
And I say, have a drink on me, and then we all run away.
Drinks are on the house. Nice.
They all look on the top of a roof.
Raise the roof.
Oh my god.
But anyway, if you have a weapon of the week, and if you have a pun that goes with it, even better. We should start adding that now, is like, what's your catchphrase when you use this weapon? That's like it. We've decided.
Yep. I like it.
So what's your weapon of the week? And Tiff is going to love this. What's your weapon of the week, and what's your catchphrase when you use that weapon this week? And you can submit those answers using any of our social media links or email, all that which can be found via theportport.com. That's theport, P-O-R-T-E. PORT.com via the World Wide Web.
The internets.
So check us out there. We got some cool stuff. We have I know I've already started my research for my next Super Geek episode. Hell, which will tie into hopefully a series that we will be doing. Ooh. So be on the lookout in the next coming months. We won't quite get there yet, but just be on the lookout for that. It'll be good. We'll figure out a way to do it for sure. And, yeah. Thanks for tuning in. I think that's our Geek of the Week. Make sure you submit your brackets as well. I think it would be cool if we all did sort of a March Madness thing, maybe, where maybe you make a bracket, Chris. I make a bracket. We'll submit it, and we'll see.
We'll have to get the lineup, and then people can fill in a bracket or something.
Yeah, there you go. These are your team, or these are your quote-unquote teams.
Yeah.
And that'd be fun. So let us know what you think about who could possibly beat the Hulk. And yeah, that means I'm going to have to probably do research on like actual superheroes to see who could maybe do it. But yeah, so be on the lookout for that as well on probably Facebook and Twitter and the site. So make sure if you don't already have us favorited or bookmarked, you should do that.
Do it.
And as always, leave a review and rating on this episode as well. Helps us out a lot.
Yeah.
But I think about does it this week, Chris, for Geek of the Week.
That's our Geek of the Week, Patrick.
So until next time, this is Patrick signing off.
And Chris.
See you next week.